The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yevamis, Daf Kufches. The Mishnah on this daf discusses a lady that had a girl that was married with this marriage of her brother or mother marrying her off, and she's allowed to do miyun to undo that marriage. And the Mishnah says, "Nasan lo get." If the husband of such a girl gave her a get, and then v'chzira, he took her back, he remarried her. Then mi'anavoy, after he took her back, she did miyun, and she undid the marriage with this form of miyun. V'nisus la'achar, then this girl got married to another person. And then she became an almana or a grusha from that second husband. Then the first husband is allowed to take her back. The reason being that although there's a halacha in the Torah that if somebody married a woman, divorces her, and then she gets married to another man, and that man, that second husband, dies or divorces the lady, says the Torah, there's a law for the first husband to remarry his original wife. Since there was another person that married her in between, the first husband is not allowed to remarry his first wife, his original wife. However, our Mishnah states that if it was only a rabbinical marriage in which miyun could work, in which miyun can undo the marriage, so then the miyun undid the marriage, it wipes out the entire marriage that the first husband who married her had, and therefore it's considered as if he was never married to her, and therefore even if subsequently she married another man and then subsequently that man died or divorced her, the first husband can remarry her. However, says the Mishnah, a second case, miyana boy v'chzira, however if he married this girl with this rabbinical marriage and first she undid the marriage with miyun, v'chzira, then he remarried her v'nasan laget, and he gave her a get, and then v'nisus la'achar, and then she got married to another person, v'nisam v'niskash, and then she subsequently became widowed or became a grusha, got divorced from that second husband, asura la'achaloi, in such a case she cannot go back, she cannot remarry the first husband, because only a miyun can undo the marriage, and the miyun could undo the marriage, even both marriages. If the miyun came at the end of the two marriages that the first husband had with this girl, that miyun can undo, can wipe out the first two marriages. It's as if the first husband was never married to that girl. And then, later, even if she got married to another man, and then for some reason that man either died or divorced her, then the first husband can remarry that lady. However, when it was, again, a miyun, and then a get that the first husband had with her, and then she got married to another man, after that the first husband cannot remarry this lady. So there's numerous achrayim that bring rayas from this Mishnah to an interesting halacha. There's a halacha that if a lady was married two times, she got widowed two times. First, she was married to a man, the husband died. She married another man, and the husband died. She's not allowed to marry another man. Because she's called a katlanis, literally that means a murderer, she's she's like a murder, someone who murders her husband, although that's just the literal translation, of course. We're not talking about a lady that had anything to do with the death of her husband. We're talking about a lady that her husband died from any way possible, whether it was disease, whether it was that he was killed, could be a car accident, could be anything. She's widowed two times. She's called a katlonis. There's a chazaka that it's her mazel that whoever her husband is, she has a mazel that her husband dies. And therefore, we don't advise, we say she should not marry any other man. We're concerned that the next husband will die the same way the first two husbands died. So this is a halacha, it's based on the Gemaris, it's a halacha in Evin Ezes Mintas. So the Ramah brings down the opinion of Rashi. The Rashi says that this is equally applicable to a lady that was divorced two times. Says the Ramah like this, in Evin Ezes Mintas Sif Aleph. Yesh Oimim, some say, Tehu Adin Isha Shneskash Shnepamim Ein Lisa Oisa. Similarly, a lady that was divorced twice, nobody should marry her. So the Poskim, the Achrayim discuss how this opinion of Rashi is going to fit with our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, there's a case of a lady who, let's take the first case of the Mishnah to start off with. This lady, we're actually talking about a girl who's under bas mitzvah, who her brother or mother married her off, and she married a man, and the man gave her a get. Then the man remarried her, and she did miyun. Then she married another man, and she either got widowed or divorced. And now she's going to remarry the first husband. So the question is, how is she allowed to remarry the first husband? The first husband gave her a get, and the first husband, and then she remarried another fellow, and that a man also gave her a get. And now the Mishnah is saying she's allowed to remarry the first husband. Why should she be allowed to remarry the first husband? Isn't she a lady that was divorced twice? And according to Rashi, a lady that's divorced twice has a mazel that whoever's going to marry is going to divorce her, and therefore we don't advise marrying her. So this case, you could say, so better yet, let's ask another question. How did the second man even marry her? Before she got widowed or divorced from the second man, how did that second man marry her? The Nesivos Shabbos understands that according to Rashi, that the halach of katlonis applies equally to a lady that's divorced twice. The idea is that it's unrelated to the fact that it's divorce. The fact is that she's sent away from her husband. And Yeshiva Shabbos understands that there's no difference if it's a husband that divorced his wife or if it's the lady that did miyun. Either way, it's a marriage that was broken up. So this is a lady that had her marriage broken twice. And like Rashi, according to Rashi, that a lady that's divorced twice is a katlonis, has a bad mazel, no one should marry her, so how is she allowed to marry the second husband? F- furthermore, understands the Nisiv Shabbos, that don't tell me that the Miyun wiped out the get, and the Miyun nullified as if they wiped out that whole marriage, and it's as if she didn't have the get either, because it's, again, it's not dependent on the fact that there's an actual get. The idea is that she has a chazaka that her marriage is broken up, and it doesn't make a difference in any shape or form. Regarding this halacha of katalonis, it's not going to make a difference. So the Nesiva, the Sefer Nesiva Shabbos, derives from here that it must be that if it's one single husband that divorces her twice, there's no issue. Even according to Rashi, that the halacha of katalonis applies to a lady that's divorced twice, that only if she's divorced from two separate husbands. If a man married a lady and divorced her, then for some reason he changed his mind and he took her back and he remarried her, then again the marriage fell apart and again he divorced her. Says the Nesiva Shabbos that such a lady would not have the halacha of katalonis, since it's one man. The whole mazel is only happened from two separate husbands. You see that she was married to two separate men, and each one divorced her. That's already a sign that she has a bad mazel. But if it's the same husband that married her twice and divorced her from one man, divorcing her twice, there's no sign of a bad mazel. Apparently, the Nesiva Shabbos was not concerned with the fact that the Mishnah discusses the first husband remarrying her, which is a good question. Why didn't that concern him? The Sefer Yashri Shiakov has a suffix like this. What happens, even if we'll assume, like the Nesiva Shabbos says, that we'll accept what he says, even according to Rashi, that katalonis applies to a lady that's divorced twice, and the Nesiva Shabbos says that it's only if it's from two separate husbands, not if she's divorced twice from one husband. But that much is true, that if she's divorced from two separate husbands, then she, according to Rashi, would be a katalonis, would have this bad mouth. So therefore, nobody else should marry her. What about this second husband himself? Reuven married Leah and divorced her. Shimon married Leah and divorced her. Now, what happens if Shimon wants to change his mind and remarry this Leah that he divorced? Does this halacha katalonis apply to him as well? And he discusses that perhaps it's mashma from the pasuk itself. The pasuk says, if a person marries a lady, he divorced her, she married somebody else, he divorced her, the pasuk says the first husband cannot go remarry her. So the pasuk lechayer is mashma that the second husband could. Only the first husband can't, but the second one could. So lechayer, that would be mashma that the whole katalonis issue doesn't apply to the one himself who divorced her. However, he says, no, that's not a raya, because the whole din of katalonis is not a din ha-toira. It's not advisable, maybe takanas chachomim, maybe there's a sakon involved, but it's not, the Shulchan Aruch itself says
that if the Eved, if she got married, even if she had was widowed twice, even if her husband, she had two separate husbands who died, and they, according to all opinions, she'll be a Catalanist. But if she did get married, once she did get married, the marriage is a marriage, is a valid marriage. There's no violation, they can stay married. So therefore, it's not a raya from the pasuk, and the way the pasuk says it, it wouldn't be a raya, because the pasuk is telling us the halachas, that it's telling us the iser, the violation, that the first husband is not allowed to remarry her. That doesn't mean the second husband can remarry, is allowed, is advised to remarry her. It just means that he's allowed to remarry her. So the question is that let's bring a raya from our sugyo to this sofik, from our mishnah to this sofik. Because again, what did our mishnah say? Our mishnah said that a lady that got married with this rabbinical marriage to a man, and then he gave her a get, and then she did miyun, and then she married another person. So then, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. Or the second case is that if she did miyun and then a get, and then she got married to another fellow, and then she got divorced, so then she can't remarry the first husband. So the mishnah is mashma, she can't remarry the first husband, but it's mashma, the second husband, she could remarry. She got a get from one husband. Then she got a get from another husband. So she was divorced twice. And it's mashma that only the first husband can't remarry her. But the second husband can. So the chayr, this would be a raya that the second husband himself could remarry her in the agol. Yeah, the one who has the suffix is the Yashreish Yaakov. The Sefer Yashreish Yaakov, he's a Talmud of the Nesivos HaMishpat. He wrote two very famous svarim, one called Yashreish Yaakov, which is a comprehensive Sefer and Mesechti Yevamis, and he also wrote the very famous Tshuva Sefer called Shailis Tshuvas Beis Shloime. So he discusses this halacha question both in his Sefer Yashreish Yaakov and in his Tshuva Sefer Beis Shloime. In his Tshuva Sefer Beis Shloime, his son has a lot of agois written on the Sefer, and he raises this proof that the Chayre, it should be a raya from over here, that it's only that she's asur to marry the first husband, but she's allowed to marry the second husband, and that lechayr should be a raya that even according to the opinion of Rashi, it's only that she can't marry somebody else, but the man himself that divorced her could remarry her. However, halachically, it's worth noting that this whole discussion is only according to the opinion of Rashi. But the Ramal ends off Avol Yesh, but other opinions are that Misa Dafka, that the whole halacha of Katalonis only applies to death, only applies to a lady that was widowed twice, only if her husband, she had two separate husbands that died. And as the Minchas Yitzchak writes, it's many Rishonim, the vast majority of the Rishonim, they go like this opinion, they go like this tzad, that it's, the whole halacha only applies to death, only if the husband died, and not if the lady was divorced twice.